Ulzecha Nishmas,
Sivya
Yita,
Bas
Yisachar Dov. Okay, Rabosei. We are involved now in the sugyas of Srara. Okay, well, let's start with packet two now. Maybe a couple of things packet one we'll see later. Packet base. Okay. This Srara is as I said, it's a fascinating topic because it's very nogeya. Chazanim, Rabbanim, everything, Malamdim. And you know how it is in life. Everyone has an opinion about these things. They know nothing about it, but they have an opinion about these things. So that's why it's good just to know what the sources are, the makoros, etc. Okay, so you have those that weren't here last week should listen to last week's share. We discussed that there's a concept of having a chazaka or something, that if you were the shliach tzibur. Say we talked about it. You were the shliach tzibur in the community, and now they decide they want to get someone else. But you've been the Baal Shachris for the past 20 years. So are they allowed to be Masalik? So we saw the Trubas Rivash that you have a chazaka, unless two things, unless your voice is mamish bad, that people mamish can't, or you did something, totally improper, basically embezzled money, something that, was some big scandal or something like that, but you're an upstanding citizen, and you have, a decent voice. Okay, there'll always be some more melodious person out there. So this was one of the impetuses that I made this series of shiurim was a friend of mine who's a rav in a shul asked me this shaila, and this happens a lot. I've seen in life a lot of situations of rabbanim, chazanim, and malam, a lot of situations of this they want to get rid of people. So, and we saw Rav Moshe Shita, we'll see more in the Tshuva, Rav Moshe held that if even if a person has a one-year contract, he's, as a Rav, he's Muchsak. He's Muchsak, unless he does something that's very improper or something like that. Unless, but the Rav Moshe says if the minig is, it was like Rabbi Tuchman just said to me, just because a person has a one-year contract doesn't mean that it means only for 1 year. It means they give a contract for 1 year. Unless Rabbi Mordechai Tendler said to me, if a person writes feirish, they write that it's only for, so that's a different story. So first, let's see today in this packet. The question of hiring the Rav, or hiring the Chazan initially. So there's a Shita of Rabbeinu Simcha quoted in the Marik on page 3 in packet 2. He says, you see in page 3, Ba'omnam, the packet that begins Ba'omnam. Right? In other words, if you're the Shliach Tzibur, you're like the Makriv of the Korban Tzibur on behalf of the community. So then the people have to want you. So listen to what he says. V'tamza pasach rabbeinu simcha dafilu yochid yochol la'akev es ha-chazonus. V'lo me'eni chofet sh'yeh ploni chazen. Im lo shekvar hiskim alav mitchila. Hilkach Misha Yirtzol Kol Sheyomar Tefil Hu Yiskelo Bo Velo Hacher. So Rabbeinu Simcha says a chiddush that's, I don't know practically how this would ever work, this Rabbeinu Simcha, that even one person says, I don't want this guy, he can be ma'akiv. No, we're not talking about getting rid of somebody. This is the initial appointment. Right? Getting rid of somebody is a different shaila. But the initial appointment, in other words, people are getting the committee, and one person says no, then he can stop the whole thing. That's what Rabbeinu Simcha says. Shachas, now, I don't know practically how Rabbeinu Simcha, would work. Yeah. Say you have a committee, right? We have to name people a committee. When in life do you ever have a unanimous, very hard. I'm just saying, it's very hard to have a unanimous opinions on any. No. He's saying, "B'tamis apazon da fil yochid yochol la'akev es hachazonos." I can hear you.
Maybe that's why the rules for Abuna and Chazan are so stringent. Right? Based on this, you can argue that it's not so simple to get higher than Chazan to feel
it. Right. And then he says, unless you go shakva hiskim alav mitchila. Right, he was masking mitchila. Right.
He can't do that, right?
Well, does his kibbutz of mitchila mean that he was masking with a guy who already davened, or he was masking? He was masking. In other words, they had the meeting, they had the and they didn't make him a call. Hilkach misha yirtzol kol sheyomar tefil hu yiskebo v'lo ha'acher. So whoever the Kohal decided, he gets it in Lacha, and Rabbeinu Simcha goes even extreme. That if one person in the committee says, I don't want it, then he can't hire him. That's a chiddush. Yeah. But it just shows an idea that you need. See, people speak about being merutzah, but they a lot of times talk about it when they're firing the guy. He's not merutzah. What do you mean? In other words, he was hired. Again, not merutzah doesn't mean that now you don't like, all of a sudden you decide, okay, yeah, he's not the nice. There are a lot of more melodious people out there. And they're always, there's always going to be a better, in the door itself. Now, it is true, like my friend said to me, if there's a person in a position and it's causing tremendous strife in the community, so then, as my friend said, you can sit down and discuss it, because, what could be... we did see last week that if the rover of the call wants someone else, he can't sound like the first guy unless his voice is terrible or he did something bad. But you could make a compromise that having like the other guy daven every other week, or he'll daven the shacharis on the second day. You could make, that's the Ral Maral Bach says that we saw it yesterday. But yeah, next.
Matter because to the
No, I don't think he means that. I think there's a full shul of 500 people, but he's on the... Now, technically, I don't know if the Marik is talking about that they had a committee. I mean, I think it could mean that anyone who's planning to be... Or it could be that you're part of the... You know, in those days, they had real kehilas. You know, you're part of a kehila. Today, we don't have, you know... Unless you're in the Hasidic community. Hasidic communities have kehilas. And like, what my wife said, like, Rabbi in Elizabeth, Rabbi Teitz, he made a real kehila. Like Rabbi Goodman said, a kehila means that you have your own hechsher, you have your own yeshiva, you have your own shechita, you have your own mikvah. It's not just a minyan. It's a kehila. And, you know... In Europe, that's the way the whole system went in Europe. In America, so the Hasidim know how to do it. They brought over, you know, like a Talmud of mine would want me to daven Masada Kedushin for him. And the wedding was at 770. You can't do it. You need one of the official Rabbanim to be Masada Kedushin. You just can't walk off the boat and be beside a Kedushin on the porch of 770. You know, you have to be... No, that's a whole thing. In the Satmar community, you know, Siddur Kedushin is not just who the Chassid wants a Kalva. No, it's a word in the Kehila. It's not just, this one, that one, you know. Today, most of the people here today are in shuls, very nice shuls, but the shuls are really... not the status of a kehila. So you want you rent out whatever chassan hall you want, and whoever you decide you want to, you can do it. You know, but when they're dealing in a kehila, so Chabad is also a kehila. You know, Broyes is a real kehila. Broyes is a real kehila. It's a the shul with the yeshiva and a mikvah and the hechsher, and it's not just a shul, it's a kehila. So as my friend said, you know, it makes sense that if the person, even though technically maybe you can't be married to a certain person, but if the person realizes that he's causing a strife, so they maybe should try to work something out. But technically, you know, because like someone said to me, the American mind is, you know, everyone has autonomy, everyone has a say, you know, that's the... The me generation. The me generation, okay. But that doesn't mean that's the way halacha works. Today people all want, you know, we get a say, we get a, you know... But halacha has halachas. Okay, so that's the Rabbeinu Simcha. Who argues with the Rabbeinu Simcha? This Rabbeinu Simcha is also quoted in the Or Zarua. Take a look on page 5. The Or Zarua, page 5. MS, second paragraph. MS Mamunuki Hora Mori Rabbeinu Simcha. Halacha Lamaisa. She Yochid Yochel Akeb Chazonus. Shelo yase shliach tzibur ki im miaguda achas. Gam pashut b'chol reines shamiyat ma'akev al arov milikbo shliach tzibur. Right, the miyat can be ma'akev on the rov, but the majority doesn't rule. For easy harbe ma'isim b'reines shamiyat ikiv al arov omru lo sh'alti esp mori harav imin haga idina v'davka Beidina Daraisa. So he says, he sees in Rhinus that the Miyad, he doesn't necessarily, Rabbeinu Simcha says, Mamicha Yochid. Yochid Yochel Akiv. Now, if you look in the Tshuvas Maimony on page 7, yeah. Okay, I don't know. I mean, but still, Rabbeinu Simcha still said it. So, But look in the Tshuvas Maimoni on page 7. So he says like this. That you follow the Rov. He says, "V'yechul achar Rov heim bebira roshim heim lahamid chazonim heim l'sakin kis shol tzedakah." All the appointments, that your communal appointments, you follow the Rov. Right. 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 So it makes sense that you follow. Right. So I'm saying the Meir Simcha is a very extreme opinion. And even in Rhinus, I don't know if they really followed the Beta Simcha. They followed the Miyat. It could be there was the Miyat Hamotzoi. It was a Miyat. Was, you know, in some communities, they have to have to win the vote for something, you need not just a majority, you need a significant majority. Yair?
Where do all the chiefs get their meaning from? Based on, they don't know what's passed
down. No, in other words, he's saying that it's, well, Rove I can understand. You know, we always follow Rove. He's saying that this is like sort of like a korban, so it's like, so every person is part of that korban, so even one person, you know. Okay, so let me show you a story. Before we say that, let me show you one Maral Miprag, and then you'll see what this Maral Miprag has to do with the story. And then you'll tell me. I want to show you the Shaila that the Avnei Nezer dealt with, and I want to see how you paskin, and then we'll see how the Avnei Nezer paskin. But the Gur Aryeh just has a piece here. This is the Rabbi Hartman, Yeshua Hartman's edition of the Gur Aryeh. Gur Aryeh is the Maral's Perish on Rashi. So the Pasuk says on page 9, V'hi b'shachetz alukim es arei ha-kikar, Praise Kor Elohim es Avraham. Vishalach es Lot mitocha hafecha. Bafoch es Orem Shayyum Rem Lot. So Hashem remembers Avraham, and therefore he saves Lot. So the Maral says, what does this mean? Hashem. So Rashi says, in other words, Lot didn't spill the beans. Avram said, Sarah's my sister, but he's really his wife, and Lot knew the truth, and he didn't spill the beans. So it means Hashem remembers Avraham, the whole of what happened with Avraham, how Lot, and therefore he saved Lot. And the Maral explains, you can't say pshat, so he's going to bring a big yesod here, on page 11. He says, in other words, he did something good. So it means Hashem remembered the tzidkus of Lot, that he didn't mess up Avraham, right? But what about stam, schus avos? So he says, look at what he writes on page 11. The Maral, where the arrow is. Lo matzanu b'midas Hashem yisbarach lach shehu zocher chasdei avos, o b'no sheyotzu mimenu. Hashem remembers, in other words, chasdei avos count for you. Or what a son did counts for the father. You know, you could help your father could help you. But if it's just your nephew, he says it doesn't work. Schus avos doesn't work for nephew. Whereas your uncle is a tzaddik, so it'll help for you. If your father's a tzaddik, or your grandfather, or if you're a tzaddik, it'll help for your parents. So that's why he says Rashi is trying to figure out what does it mean, Vayizkor Elohim, you know, as Avram, to help Lot? It means he must have done something, Lot did something good for Avram, not just Stam, an automatic schus avos, that since you're a descendant, a person, then you automatically you get his chuyos. But he says it has to be father, the rector said, the father, son. Yeah, being quiet is also... Yeah. Okay, so... Okay, let's look at the... Let me tell you what you would say here, the Avnei Nezer, page 13. Okay, this is the Shaila. We're hiring a chazan for the shul. V'asheir sheish lehem balei tfilos shal Rosh Hashanah. So like this. So they're going to hire a pair of this pair. So one pair is Shnayim B'nai Torah V'Yerushamayim. So one pair is two guys, they're both B'nai Torah V'Yerushamayim. That's one. Another one is Shnayim Gamkein B'nai Torah V'Yerushamayim Kamosom. But they have Yeshalem call Orev Yosef, but they have better voices than the first one. But so what's the chisaron? So this is the chisaron. In other words, the first two guys, you know, maybe one for Shachris, one for Musaf, one for Shachris the first day, the Shachris the second day. But the Yirei Shemayim, they're good people. But the second group, they're good people and they also have good voices. I mean, not that the first group has the bad voice, but they have nicer voices. So then it's Pashin. What's the chisaron? Chiyesh begabe mishpachta. Echad heya oviv what shin vav beis shochet u bodek. He was a shochet mishnei kfarim in two different cities. U shnei rabbanim hevivru, but they got fired from their job. The father, in other words, their father. These two people, one of them's father, they weren't brothers necessarily, one of them's father was a shochet that got fired twice. Shnei rabbanim hevivru, machmas shelo hutvu sakinov beineihem. The sakin shchita, when the Rav, you see, in those days, one of the main things the Rav did is he checked the sak, the shchita knife for the community. It's a different perception of what a Rav does in a community. You know, he was involved in checking knives. Today, that's not necessarily what the community, because again, they had a kehila, so that the Rav was in charge of to making sure the shechita was proper. Today, you're a rabbi of some random shul, that's not your necessarily your job to check the knives. So that's one thing. V'alach l'kfar achem b'medinas freisim v'shachat sham v'sheni. Oh, so that was one. So that was his. So one person, again, from the group that had the, Yirei Shemayim and had the better voices, but one of them's father was fired as a shochet twice. Hasheni Yeshlo Ach Me'av, and the second one, his uncle, became a mumer. Yeshlo Ach Me'av U'me'em, right? He what? Oh, he has one. Oh, I'm sorry. He has a brother. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Brother. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. You're right. A full brother. He has a full brother that went off the derech. It's a Hamir. Begam mishpacha. Yeah. So, Eze yichul abali tefilah shel yomim hanoraim. So who should we hire? Should we hire the first group, who everything was glatt? You know, they didn't have the best, the second group had the better voices, but they had the begam mishpacha. So who? No, it just said call Orev Yoser. You know, it's their voices were more pleasant. So, who do you hire? So this is again. This is talking about hiring. This is not talking about firing. This is talking about hiring. Right. So that's the question.
Mark talks about the people, but he gets fucking accepted.
Yeah.
According to Muslim Parson, that's only welcome to Baba Gabi the children, in which case, if you exclude that from our Armenian concept, it's only not dominating. Of Tefillah being more accepted than...
Well, that you just quoted.
Yeah, but I just excluded that.
Why?
Because that Gemara is only talking about Baba Gabi children.
What do you mean Gabi children?
Because Yitzchak was, it was only that they were praying for children, and other people, it's all, it does not fill it with the side of the rock.
Many don't learn that.
What?
The simple shot is that Ada don't let tefillah sounding. I mean, you decided.
I came to
the
shot before I found the reason of those people who said it.
Right, so they were mechavi to you. So who do we hire? But in the end of the day, as we saw in the previous discussion, it's going to be Tolay in the Tzibur. But I guess the person who was asking the Kehillah was asking. Look, it's interesting. Look how it's said. He doesn't answer to a certain person. He said, Lakal Kadosh Blashka. So it was probably the people, they didn't know. Well, what's the proper way? So they asked the Avnei Nezer. It wasn't like there was one, you know what I mean? That's interesting. They were asking on behalf of the community.
It was maybe it wasn't like a letter sent in, but someone came and asked him to send it to them.
Yeah, it could be, right, but it was on behalf of, and I guess the assumption was they were going to listen to what he was going to say. What do you think they were? The nicer voice.
Yeah.
They're just saying, maybe we should do that, is a market, right.
But it's not market.
No, but it's not in the market. The question is, well, is that a pagam? Should we dafka say, you know, Rosh Hashanah davening is not going to an opera. It's not about a symphony. It's about, you know, people lose track of this. People think, you know, the davening is, because people have this thing, especially in certain communities, in certain places we won't mention, have this idea, you know, we want the best drasha, you know, we want to be entertained. We're here to be entertained. And therefore we want the top chazan who could entertain us, and then the top rabbi who's going to give the, you know, most engaging speech, you know, and that's what we want. We come into shul for entertainment. Or we come into shul because it's the Yom HaDin, and we want, we want a kind of proper person. Famous Chazan, yeah. I'll tell you a story. This I heard from Rabbi in high school, Rabbi Moshe Yagin. He said that, one of the most famous chazanim was of Yossel Rosenblatt. You know, he was an OZ originally. So he used to say, Rabbi Yagin told us, he was a very firm man. He used to say, I should be paid extra because I also davened the silent Shemoneh Esrei. As opposed to other chazanim that, you know, weren't so frum. So they weren't necessarily davening the Sarva Shemoneh Esrei. I should get paid extra because I also davened the Sarva Shemoneh Esrei.
Now you have to say that Kol Nidrei, the other guys are better.
You know, I'll tell you. You know, my father's generation, so, you know, Chazanim was a big thing. Today, Chazanim is on, maybe in the Rav still, but, you know, my father's, you know, generation, when there was a Chazan coming to town, everyone would go to daven there to hear the Chazan. Now everyone would maybe go somewhere else. But they all go to Chazan, they had special Chazanim, etc. My father was telling me about a special Chazan that he had a choir, and the choir was his daughters dressed up like boys, because they had the better voices. Yeah, you had the no names. I'm not saying names. So who do we hire? So the Avnei Nezer Paskin, we should hire the one with the better voices. Nirali, Sheyuk Osom Shekolim Orev. The Af, the Vade Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik Shmas Bioser. Even though Tfilas Tzadik signed this prayer. Okay, Rabbi Teleki, just calm down. Even though Tfilas Tzadik Kipshuto, maybe not like Shaloki, Rabbi Teleki. Don't throw the Shulchan Aruch at me. You can throw an estrog, maybe. Right, that's the famous Rashi. Right, the low law, because Yitzchak was a tzaddik with tzaddik, and Rivka was a tzaddik with Rosh. In other words, different communities have different standards in how they sharpen the knives. Whereas in Lithuania, the sakin shchita that they use, we would never use that in Poland, l'chatchila. So there were different communities. They had different. You can't say you're a bad guy because you use the sakin shchita that. Ubedidas Freisen, Shemati Ganti Sheshochtim Sakinim Avim. They use thick knives. Efshar Shepreisen Haya Sakinotov. Most of the done have a movement. We do halo have a movement. Hey, Machik is no b'shvil zeh. In other words, it's not like the guy did. Okay, you don't like his knives, but there were different customs of which knives were problematic and which knives are not problematic.
But I could have got it for 1 kilo.
Right, for 1 kilo, because they have a minute that you can't use such a knife, and but just because he used the knife in the kehila that they didn't like, but it's not like a psul that's okay. But there are the kehilas that do like these knives. But what about the fact that he had a brother that went off the derech? After Rabbi Kosov Gabi Tania, Shaliyim Krov of Baal Avera, Michol Hamil V'Nelov. So he says, well, if you're the chazan, Rabbi says Gabi Tania, your relative shouldn't be Baal Avera. Father Kevinosa, the Elisha Asher Yachol L'Hokicham L'Chzirim B'Tshuva. He says he thinks the Rambam means that if you could have been makar of him, Gemor per kama diyuma, v'echav akodim iika man deist me milsa me de yodale v'hadale b'tshuva. Divoke matam b'chol hanilvin elov, kei perish b'di marash. Who's the marash? Shem Shmuel. Oh, the marash is his son. The son. Is Morena Rav Shmuel, the Shem Yishmuel, our go-to, it's my go-to sage. So he says like this, no, in other words, you only have a taina on your brother. If you could have been makar of him and you weren't, then there's a taina on you. But if you couldn't have done anything, you did your best or whatever, you weren't, then we don't have a taina on you. Or by krovim it means if you cover up for them, you know. But the third line, but the only done kasafta shehim yirei shemayim, and you weren't covering up on anything. He pashet chil v'ashal olchichu ve'efshar hayachozem b'tshuva l'muta v'losa tshuva alze ein mekabel b'al tefila. He says in a chanami, if you could have really helped him, and you didn't. Then you're right. We have a taina on you. You shouldn't be hired as a bal tefila. Achim Eino came, but it wasn't the case. Eino achikom b'shvilachim. Just because your brother is, you know, went off the derech, you know, that's not a reason not to hire as a shliach tzibur. And then he says, Afim read the tova meruba ein zchus rach me'av lebno. He says that's the maral he's going to quote. He says, when it comes to tzchuyos, so father-son, you know, reciprocity, that you get your father's tzchuyos, the father will get your tzchuyos, etc. because he says, "Kemosh Kosev Maral." So he says, "The Zelushon, the Imishum Krovel, the Matzina Bigdes Hashem Raisu, so Zohar Chazde Avos Al Beno, Shasim Bemenu, of a Lod Ben Achiv Lo Shayach Bezezachira." He made Chus Bishvil Achiv, Kol Shekei Sheiv Chovel Bishvil Achiv. So he says, if, in other words, you don't get your brother's chuyos. So if you don't, because we only say father son. So if you don't get your brother's chuyos, then you don't get your brother's chovos either. He made chuyos b'shvil achim. Kol shekei shei chovos b'shvil achim. Okay, there lishi b'tor of yir shemayim shkulin lo pasha, and he didn't do hamaras achiv, and it wasn't his fault that his brother went off the derech. Yikablu hashnayim shakolam orev v'sholom al Yisrael. So that's what probably what Max was saying. That's what they probably wanted. The only thing was they were questioning whether they have a right, you know, they have a right to do it or not.
What about
Yivdok Be'acheha? Yeah, Yivdok Be'acheha. Yeah, there's a famous... Right. You ever see the clip with Rav Chaim Kanievsky with Yivdok Be'acheha? There's a guy, you'll see it, you have it on YouTube, get on YouTube, you'll see. Someone went to, it's a funny clip. Somebody going to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and saying, Yivdok Be'acheha, matzrichim livdok. So Rav Chaim says, Im hu normal. So he says, Ech yodim hu normal. Yodei lomod. And then he says, what if, what do you think that he had another question on that? What if, what? You'll see on the YouTube. It's a funny clip of that. But, you know, I always like to say over the Chazon Ish. Okay, this is the... I always say over the Chazon Ish, it's a big yisod, that, you know, it says you should marry a bas talmid chacham. Right? But the big yisod is, what Chazon Ish says, the girl could be a bas talmid chacham even though her father is not a talmid chacham. Because a bas talmid chacham is just a description of a type of person that they machshiv, you know, certain has certain values. So she could be a bas talmid chacham even though her father is not a talmid chacham. The big yisod, because sometimes you marry, people marry, not so much in this world. In some other olims, it's like a business deal. Like, you know, you marry for the business deal. You know, not only, I'm not talking about money, he's the Hashiva's daughter, you know, the whole thing. It's not a good thing. In a lot of cases, it can work. I'm not saying it's not a good thing in all cases. But in this world, shouldn't do it. You'll see, if you do it, if you marry somebody for the wrong reasons, you'll suffer the rest of your life. If you marry somebody for the right reasons, you'll be happy the rest of your life. That's the most important thing I can tell you. That's yourself. Because, like, people try to get people to marry people for the wrong reasons, even for frum reasons, you know what I mean? It's not a good thing. Marry somebody because you like that person. Not because who the father is and who the grandfather was and who the great-grandfather was and who the... Yeah, you know, it's important to have a nice family which you're going to, you know. But and sometimes you need an older mentor to tell you what's the mishigas and what's a reason, you know, a mature mentor, you know. Okay, so this is the Avnei Nezer's tshuva. It's a fascinating tshuva. So you see that voices do make a difference, but that's, we're talking about to hire Meikara. But take... Oh, in other words, the Chazan was the Shochet himself who got fired twice.
Yes.
But the Avnei Nezer say the same thing.
There's still a lot of
That's a good question. Tell Keith. That's a good question. Telki is asking, what if the fellow who was fired twice, the shoychet himself, was applying for the job of the chazan? What? Right. But could we say the same svara that, you know, he wasn't doing a shkita that was, you know, he's following. Yeah, the Minhagim. I don't know if the Avnei Nezer would say that. My impression is he might say not to hire him. Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to hear what you fellows say. Yeah, I don't want you to say on tape. Half the things. Yeah, that's a good question also. What if the chazan's son? Because we said, well, it's your brother, so you don't get him. But if the chazan's son went off the derech? Yeah, if this goes chovas, so then you'd get the chovas of us.
We didn't say that there is. We're just saying, if there's no
chovas,
there's definitely no
chovas. Right, he didn't say it. Right, but it would be, for sure it shouldn't be a problem.
Sure, it should be
chovas. Right. And then it would be more... I think both your questions, in other words, both what you said and what he said, as you were asking what if the shochet himself was the person who got fired, the one who was applying, the shochet himself was applying to be the chazan. I might think that he would say that, you know, but the fact that he was fired twice, it doesn't, it doesn't look right. You know, maybe he should have been more careful to know what the minhagim are or something like that. I don't know. I don't want to put words into the Avnei Nezer that he didn't say. But and in the case of your case, I'm not. It could be also he would be hesitant to.
A svara cannot come to an action place. It's all going to be not good because he's not
real.
The action
of
the terrible
don't
matter.
They
just get rid of everything.
Right. But when the svara action, it's different. He was what?
That he was like sneaky and went somewhere else where they didn't know him and stepped there. And you think it's not a problem because they were there and not good.
You mean after he was fired the first time?
Right, but why do you think, like, I think he doesn't discuss the fact that he's a problematic person, he's not, that he accepted with signs that weren't good in this
area. Right. But, and then he was fired the second, maybe the third time. The third time. Telki. Yeah. Right. Now, it's important now, there's a tshuva from the Radvaz and he quotes the Kisvei Yad of the Rambam. It's look on page 22, it's summarized here. He says, "I am Berke Yosef, Shem Yirai, Radvaz, Shem Aram, Metshuvus Ksav Yad, Shem Mori, Odom, Kushosom, Misad, Hedri, Gdol, Vakaz, Nesnes, Elokain, Ofer, Aver, Befer, Hesia." In other words, he's talking about somebody had a position, so you could memorate him if he did an Aver, Befer, Hesia. He did something that's not proper, you know, Kveis, and it was Befer, Hesia. He lois bar. And it was verified that this thing happened. So then you could be moist baralov zeh enu min adin lasira. But if not, well, in other words, you can't, you know, there was some type of, v'miskaimel of v'edim ein lasirim kibel lo mashu chayv meradid. But today, people just fire people, you know, because, oh, they got some, you know, the new world, you got some, a new young guy, you got a, you know, so, I mean, people do things that, it's not so simple that it's really al pi din. Right.
This concept of the tank. They were much more permanent than that. We're hiring you, and that's it.
Right.
We're hiring you for now to come.
Yeah. Ramosha was very into. Yeah, so Ramosha inside we will get in the future packet. I never officially showed it to you inside yet. We got the Ramosha last week from, so we didn't. Now, there's a truth from the Marashdam, that's in the last week's packet. If you don't have one, I have the last week's packet here. You have the last week's packet. So, just one point. He also works with the idea of Rov, right? We said the Rabbeinu Simcha says you don't even follow Rov, right? Even if one, and then we saw the Truvas Maimon, he says you follow, this is to a point, someone. You see, a lot of times people take the standards about firing, which are the standards of appointing. Firing is much harder. And they say, oh, he's not Merutza, you know, but, you know, it's not like he did an Avera, and it's not, okay, I can find the more melodious. We haven't, you know, people are very, oh, this, I can find a more melodious person. There's always, but that's not, you know, again, and that's a value. You see, the Avni Nezer said, but you got to realize, the Avni Nezer was talking about the initial hiring. He wasn't, the Avni Nezer, wouldn't say they hired the other people first, those other two guys first, and then this guy comes about. The Avni Nezer would never say they've now fired these guys and hired the melodious guys. That was Lo Baba Chashbon, such a question. He was only saying initially to hire them, okay, take these first.
Rehire
is still not the same, but it's not as fast. Yeah, so 1 second. So the Marashdam has a tshuva here. He said, V'mdeinu Rabbeinu Kahal Echad Sheish Bema. There was. So this, you got to be very sensitive what he's saying here, because he's saying, are all people's votes equal? On page 21, packet, last week's packet. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Kahal Echad Sheish Behem Ashirim Ubeinim V'Aniyim. Like every Kahal, you have rich people, you have middle class, and poor people. U'Vesochem Yodei Torah V'Chashuvim. You have Yodei Torah, Chashuvim. Mahadin no sein echis nagu at zibur be inyan tzarche zibur al kach ha-shlich zibur be talmichach u mushar tzarche zibur im yeish leilich achar rov zibur beli ha-shkofa el b'chines acheres mechokma anias v'ashiris o im roi leilich achar rov balei kisim afil mihem hem shara am rabbi mehem be minyan roshim. So this could be viewed as a very because he's saying, is everyone gets an equal vote? That's what we would do today, and I think that's the mahalach for today. So in the footnote, he's basically what he's saying is that not every vote should be equal. That the so-called chashuvim, their vote should count more.
One
second, tshuva. Ivra lechora. Nirabistam Omer Torah Achrei Rabim. The Torah says Achrei Rabim. Ach Shenir She'ein L'chalik Ben Ashirim V'Aniyim. Shekulim Shovim. Everyone gets an equal vote. Right? Then the second paragraph writes, Aro Ani Shemash Omer Torah Achrei Rabim Eina Parish Kefi Anishim L'Vnei Adam. She'im Omeru Aplug De Beishav Veisilo Osu Beishav Veisilo Neged Veisilo. He says, Because you have evil people like they're like in a Bezdin. They're all qualified to be on the Bezdin. But here, you know, it's the people in the Kehila. So he doesn't think that and then he quotes the Ma'arik, you know, even one person can be Ma'akev, right? But he said, well, no, he says, Sof Dover, so on the left side, page, L'halach acha harov, kemo sha'ola b'das ha'amon ha'am, she'en letos yomi d'smol, v'ma sha'ola b'das harov, ezerov sh'yecha, sh'imkein, yolke midas adin, yamdu b'ir achas, o'mkal achan, mea b'nei adam, he can have 100 people, 10 people are choshev, ashirim, and tishim anoshim dalas ha'am. And the 90 people won the vote. But there, now you've shown somebody this today, it would be, get someone very upset. You know, this is just the opposite of what, you know, this tshuva would make people, and I understand why people would be upset. That's why the footnote, he writes that he thinks, the Chol Inyan, it's talking about people who were born, he says, I am chikrei lev on the left side of the bottom, Choshev Mishpa. Choshev lo dibur rabbeinu ela badala sa'am burim mamish. In other words, he doesn't think it was people who are totally like ignorant, totally
could
they
read.
What?
Could read.
Yeah, but people who are, you know, okay, one is wealthy, one is poor. He doesn't think he would mean that. In other words, he's talking about it in a society where those aniyim were total ignorant of anything.
And
what?
Yeah. Okay.
So, because when you read this tshuva, you know, a modern person reading this tshuva would be very, very offended. And I can understand why. So when I saw the Chikri Lev, I felt, you know, that the Anim they're talking about are not just I have this big job and I'm wealthy, so my vote counts more than, you know, the other people. But if it's totally ignorant, so even that might offend people. But you know, at least you can understand it in a better way. Yeah.
Money for educators.
Yeah. Still, no. Yeah, so the Pasha says we go off the rope. To follow Rebbeinu Simcha, I just think is just not a practical
thing to be here. I'll put it this way. Does the person know how to help him? Unless he's got money, he's making him well paid. So start with, does he know how to read? Does he? So certain things, only certain things.
Does he use a tuning fork? Does he use a tuning fork? You know a tuning fork? When I was a little kid, so I'd go up to sing Adim's Miros. So, if, you know, fancy chazarim, good chazarim, but they had, you know, a tuning fork. It was a little thing you hit, and then you put by your ear until you get the right note, and then he knows how to start. I used to, you know, see that, you know, I went to shul, had a real chashav, you know, there, chashav chazan. But you see, you know, that was a whole discussion, can you use a tuning fork or not? But today, you know, it's we're not in the generation of the, you know, chazanim. I grew up in the, you know, my father grew up in the, you know, generation where it was mamish. You know, when I grew up, it was still, this generation, it's very...
You used to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's still people who like Chazan or whatever, but... okay, but the point I'm making is that the Avnei Nezer's tshuva was only about hiring. In other words, the Avnei Nezer, I'm clear, if the other person, you know, was already hired, he wouldn't say, now these people have better voices, so you can now besalik that based on that. Now, if it's going to cause a strife, like my friend said, maybe could I to discuss, and then we had the Maral Bach last week, and maybe you can share some of the, but that sometimes can be sensitive also once you bring someone else in. So, you know, there has to be a measure of pichus also. to this whole, you know, but sometimes it's just people just are not acting, you know, it's a question of not acting proper to different, you know, clergy and other things, and, you know, so that has, you know, there has to be pichus, but it has to, but people have to know what the halacha is. People have no clue, you know, they just work with, you know, what they think, you know, like a lot of areas of life. What do I think? First, let's see what the halacha says, and then you can figure out, you know, how to apply it. You know, it has to be a measure of pichus. But sometimes you can have a situation where somebody has a opinion, a position of authority, and it's just ruining the whole community. It's just tearing the community apart. And that also has to be done with seichel pichus. Sometimes, you know, so these things also have to be part of the, like my friend was saying. But this is a very interesting discussion here, the tshuva of the Anezer and the tshuva, you know, of the Radvaz and the Rambam. You know, if he doesn't have Erev Mefarhesia, then that's a reason for this. You know, but people get rid of people for much, you know, what I've seen in life, you know. People who are big, very fine people who have just, you know, lost positions because it's part of a secular idea of the young, you know, like in baseball, like what age, what, you retire by what age in baseball, you know, the Gdoile baseball that was really, you know, what?
35, 36.
Ferrari, you know, is the big maven here, you know. What? Yeah. Right, so that hashkafa, you know, sometimes moves into the world of Rabban and Safir, you know, the baseball hashkafa, you know. So we have to, you know, it has to be done with seichel and this and that, but unless somebody did somebody think that was very whatever. There's a lot to say, but you know, last week, you know, we took off something. Okay, I think we've said it at this point. Okay, good to see everybody. Tomorrow we'll continue.